And following the invasion of Iraq and the beginning of the war there, the U.S. military brought in an army of contractors, many of them from South Asia. Workers from Nepal, India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh have been cooking and cleaning, among other jobs, at U.S. military installations. As the U.S. prepares to withdraw and hand over many of their bases to the Iraqi army, the South Asians are finding themselves out of work. Stepping in are Iraqi contractors who are placing the foreign workers in Iraqi factories and homes, often with few guarantees and little protection. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Baghdad.
Speaking to each other softly in Bangla, the young men dip round butter cookies into a bowl of dark chocolate. Dressed in matching overalls, they smile shyly when approached by an NPR reporter. None of them understand Arabic, and only one speaks a smattering of English.
Cake, biscuit, all good, very good.
The five Bangladeshis live and work in this sweets factory in the middle of a Baghdad residential neighborhood. They do menial work, finishing off the baked goods and loading them for delivery. Iraqi Rashid Abbas is their supervisor. He says that they hired the group from Bangladesh 2 months ago. The idea, he says, came from seeing South Asians working on American bases.
This new phenomenon is one of the consequences of the war. I think it's a good thing.
For the employers, certainly. Rafil Musaddiq Mohammed Saleh is the factory owner. He says the Bangladeshis work longer hours than the Iraqis and get paid less, about $200 a month.
Iraqis are not used to working hard and they want more money. The Bangladeshis are poor and they consider it a good salary. The Iraqis will work an 8-hour day only, but the foreign workers will work 12 hours or more.
Rafil says he paid an Iraqi contractor $800 for each worker. The South Asians paid $5,000 to get here, a fortune where they come from. Rafil acknowledges, though, that some thought that they would end up working at an American base, where they would have gotten paid up to $600 a month.
When they learned they wouldn't be working with the Americans, some of the foreign workers refused to step outside of the protected airport or the green zone.
Rafil says his workers are housed, fed, and given phone privileges. The Bangladeshis say they've signed a 3-year contract. Their passports are kept by Rafil, and they are rarely allowed to go outside for security reasons.
So we're now in a small building in the back of the factory where these Bangladeshi workers live. It's a breeze block building with a tin roof. Everything is very ill-maintained. Their dirty clothes are strung up in the middle of the room. There are flies everywhere. Very, very basic accommodations.
Up until recently, the security situation precluded bringing in foreign workers to work in Iraqi enterprises. In the past few months, though, it's become a booming business, according to local Iraqi contractors. Adil Mohammed Hussein runs a business that imports foreign workers. He says he works closely with the Iraqi government and makes sure that everything is done legally. But he says the system is rife with abuse. There's no oversight, he says, and fly-by-night companies are basically trafficking Asian workers straight off U.S. installations.
Some fake companies came to us and offered us a number of people. They said, we have workers on U.S. bases, and we can bring them to you, and you can sell them on. We refused to deal with them, and so they stuffed these laborers into a hotel and started to sell them off themselves.
He says it's a problem that's only bound to get worse.
We asked some officials to take care of the problem, and they promised they would investigate and put some controls in. But until now, we haven't seen anything.
With no oversight, these Asian workers are at the complete mercy of their employers, and they face the increasing hostility of working Iraqis. On a nearby street by contractor Adil's office is 27-year-old Iraqi Anis Khatan.
I think they should use Iraqi workers because there are many unemployed people here.
Back at the sweets factory, Supervisor Rashid Abbas says he thinks the use of foreign workers here will increase. He says, of course, hiring Iraqis is a good nationalist idea, but hiring foreigners is more practical. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.